Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. It has a lovely body with legs so short and thin. And when it gets all tired, it drops and I will win.
The Hanukkah lights are shining, the dreidels are spinning, the first of eight gifts have started flowing for many families. Three more days to Christmas, four more days to Kwanzaa. Hey, Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, what do you do on a week like this? We will ask that question later in the week and let you call in. But we have a question for today on our website. If you have a job, would you agree to across-the-board pay cuts so no one has to get laid off or fewer people have to get laid off? Or would you rather play recession roulette where some make it, some don't? Post your answer to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll talk about it on the air later this hour. But let's begin with a report from the stores in our area. With money tight and all the doom and gloom in the media, you just heard that NPR newscast saying the consumers are gone. What a scary way to put it. And the consumers are not coming back in the fourth quarter and the worst holiday season in decades. But how's it really going at some of the stores in our area? How's the money? How's the mood? With me are Daniel Biederman, president of the 34th Street Partnership and executive director of the Bryant Park Corporation. Julie Chan, communications director of the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership.
Hi,
and Josette Squidieri from the mall at Cross County. That's the big mall up I-87 in Yonkers. Hello to all of you. Welcome to WNYC. Happy holidays,
Hello.
If they are happy
Hello.
Holidays.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Daniel Biederman, 34th Street is the center of the Christmas shopping universe, of course. How'd it go this weekend?
It wasn't as bad as people feared, Brian. Some stores were extremely busy. You went into Macy's and you said, this looks very much like any other year. Obviously, there were heavy discounts, and you could see those. But scarves were moving. Cashmere was moving. Jewelry and watches were extremely busy on Saturday, which is the biggest shopping day of the year. And other stores, especially those with accessories like Forever 21, were busy. Sephora was busy. And there were long lines for footwear, which was heavily discounted. Michael Jordan footwear was on sale two for $300 instead of a normal $400 for one at Foot Action and Foot Locker. There were lines there at 5:30. So to the eye on Saturday and also on Black Friday 3 weeks ago, it was not clear that people were staying away from the stores on 34th Street.
I didn't know you could buy a pair of sneakers for $400.
Yeah, at one time you could, but now you can do better. And that's evidently when the word goes out that there are deals like that, people show up in mobs. So those stores and also Daffy's did very well with basics, jeans and outerwear, I'm told. So we had a bag count on Saturday morning for comparison purposes for next year. 8,200 shopping bags spotted Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to roughly noon at three locations, Macy's, Victoria's Secret, and Old Navy.
And how does that compare to last year?
Well, this is our base year, unfortunately.
I see.
So I wish I could tell you, but next year we'll tell you how we did.
So a lot of shopping, but people are spending less per person, it sounds like.
Seems like the discounts are eating into profits, which you've been reading in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. But as far as the traffic, no reduction in that. People are shopping. Very, very large crowds, despite the fact there had been a big storm on Friday night. People got out and were there on Saturday morning.
Josette Squidieri, how's it going at the mall across county?
Our mall is extremely busy the entire weekend. We have a wonderful craft show going on, and there's a lot of action the entire weekend. We have TJ Maxx. We're the indoor mall. We're next to the big outdoor mall.
You have a Macy's there, too, don't you?
No, that's the outdoor mall.
That's the outdoor mall.
We're the indoor mall. We're adjacent to Cross County Shopping Center. We're called the mall at Cross County.
Okay. What are people buying?
Everything. We have mixed. We have a kids' store. We have Sports Authority. I feel the same thing. They're buying less items, but this mall, you couldn't even get in this mall this weekend. And all my stores are happy. And we also have, like I said, a craft show, so that pulls in a lot of people.
They're happy?
Yes, that it was busy this weekend.
What's exceeding expectations, Josette? Any certain kinds of stores, any certain kinds of products?
Here it's the same thing. They buy, you know, we have candles and scarves and kids' stuff, a lot of different items here. I couldn't tell you what, you know, is mm-hmm. selling the most. It's mixed here.
Julie Chan from the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership. What mm-hmm. stores, what exact area of downtown Brooklyn do you represent?
We represent downtown Brooklyn with over 300 retailers. These are a mix of regional, national, and local stores. Primarily, they're on Fulton Street Mall, which is the main shopping district for Brooklyn. It's a borough of 2.5 million. And normally, we see 100,000 shoppers a day. So there's a lot of traffic that comes down here.
That's normally? That's not even Christmas season?
Yeah, not even Christmas season. We have every day we have 100,000 office workers who work here. We have nearly 40,000 students who come here. So we have a healthy mix. And during the holiday shopping season, we've talked with some retailers before the shopping season started, and they've mentioned that basically what all the other retailers in the city have been feeling, that there's been a 10 to 50% off in sales compared to last year. But we've been promoting a lot. We've been working closely with the retailers on a Shop Downtown Brooklyn campaign that offers, and in addition to the retailers' holiday discounts, we're offering even more discounts. We have a community value card and a special raffle. So there's been a lot that we're doing that we're working with the retailers on, and it's been so busy that I don't think they'll be able to assess how their outlook will be until January.
Uh-huh. Because mm-hmm. they're just
exactly.
processing
they're still in the
thick
of the holiday shopping season.
Ringing up the sales. And I see from your press release some of the things that you've been doing, the Downtown Brooklyn Value Card with a 10% discount at more than 50 stores.
Exactly.
A new retail and restaurant guide to help shoppers easily navigate the district. 50,000 copies distributed to local businesses and colleges and welcome centers. Live music. They had the crafts fair at Cross County. You have the music welcome centers throughout the district. So you're trying. Everybody's trying to make it as normal as possible. Daniel Biederman from 34th Street. You heard that NPR newscast, I think, at the top of the hour where they said it's the worst holiday season in decades nationwide. Is that too strong? Is that too scary language for what's going on?
As far as volume on the street, it would seem to me it is, but we don't know how the sales line up given the big discounts until later. So it very well could be that there's a major decline in dollar volume because heavy discounting. There were the Macy's cashmere thing caught my attention. You could get wonderful cashmere sweaters for very low prices when I was in there middle of last week. The other thing people can't forget about is the day after Christmas is huge in our district, and gift cards are given, although there was some publicity over the weekend that gift cards gifts were down. But there are big sales, so people arrive with their gift cards and expect to get real bargains. And even though it's lower numbers because there are discounts, there may be heavy volume because this was the kind of year where people might have said, let's take advantage of that to each other. So Macy's has a five-day sale. It's extremely busy traditionally. So I think the returns won't be in really until right after the new year.
We're checking out the holiday shopping around our area with Hanukkah underway. You know, you still have seven gift nights of Hanukkah remaining. And, of course, Christmas and Kwanzaa just a few days away with Daniel Biederman from the 34th Street Partnership, the shopping center of the universe, Julie Chan from Downtown Brooklyn's Partnership, Josette Squidieri from the Mall across County in Yonkers. Mm-hmm. Also with us now is Justin Roger, and he is the Director of Economic Development at the Greater Jamaica Business Improvement District or Development District. Justin, welcome to WNYC. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How you holding up in Jamaica, Queens?
Pretty good, actually. We have a relationship with several of the businesses and retailers on Jamaica Avenue, which is the main shopping strip, and numbers are slightly down, but nothing too crazy, actually.
Do you think, Justin, that all the doom and gloom in the media is hurting you? Even discussions like this, does it make people spend less than they actually can afford?
I definitely think it does. But one thing we have in Jamaica is that many people have social service jobs, have jobs in state and city government. So they're still out there spending.
So Get a civil service job for stability.
Definitely in this economy.
Same as it ever was. And a lot more government public works jobs seem to be ready to come down the pike after the new administration is sworn in. Josette, same question for you in Yonkers. Any media that you've been hearing or seeing that you think is especially unhelpful?
Yes.
Want to talk about it?
Just the general, you know, saying with the how the economy's going and everything, it causes everybody gets scared. But I think that you still have to shop, and I think by all this negative causes a lot of people, oh, I can only buy one gift. But, you know, it depends on your salary, and everybody's going a little tighter. But like I said, here, there was a lot of action here, and I'm happy that, you know, their sales, of course, the stores are all saying that they were up last year, but I think you have to turn a negative into a positive, and you still have to put money out there and still spend.
Hey, Justin, in Queens, in Jamaica, how are you preparing for the possibility of a longer recession or even structural change in the New York economy based on Wall Street's decline? I know that downtown Jamaica used to be a major shopping hub, then it went into great decline for a while. Now it's been coming back in recent years. Are you really worried about the cycle socking you again?
Not too much. Actually, I would say in the last 2 years, we've had several new national chains that actually came to downtown Jamaica, and
like
they're
what?
Definitely
like
making a difference.
What you got there?
We
What's
have Marshalls, Zales, we have the Walgreens, and I can tell you several national chains are actually also interested in still relocating to downtown Jamaica, I would say, in 2009.
Julie Chan, how about Brooklyn? Are you concerned about the longer term?
We're not concerned so much right now. We've actually seen a lot of activity in downtown Brooklyn, not just in retail, but also in new leases that have been signed. For example, the new Morton's Steakhouse has arrived in Brooklyn. We're very happy about that. There's also a number of other retailers that have called Brooklyn home, such as Trader Joe's, IKEA, Urban Outfitters, and a number of other retailers as well. So things are actually looking up right now, and we have a number of new leases, which means more office workers who are coming to work, commuting to Brooklyn, or who many of whom already live in Brooklyn. So we're very happy that this is basically showing their confidence in Brooklyn, and we'll see how it turns out in the coming years.
Is there anything that you're each doing as business improvement districts or partnerships or whatever you call your groups in the different places to try to ward off businesses going under? There's obviously store closings already starting to happen. Can the community of stores help the hardest hit individual stores to stay in business? Daniel Biederman on 34th Street, does it work that way at all?
They don't work closely together except through us. One thing we're doing to ward off decline is improving the market share of 34th Street as a shopping center, in quotes, as opposed to suburban shopping centers, and trying to steal a little business from them, because the trend of suburbanites to come into the city and shop continues to grow. It's just shocking how jammed the rail terminals are on weekends now and night times with people coming in. So light effects at our Herald and Greeley Square parks and the like, more dramatic seasonal treatments, all that making the visit of people from the suburbs more pleasant, where they get an urban experience which they find more exciting compared to a suburban experience which more often involves just plain parking lots and going into a mall, not to criticize the Yonkers location.
Hey, but Josette, do you take that personally?
Yes, I do. What? Yonkers is a great city, and we're doing a lot here, as you know. So this is a good location. We're right next to the racetrack, and Yonkers is the Renaissance city. They're doing a lot here. So I was born here, and I went to school here, and I work here. So I do whatever I can to, you know, help my surrounding area.
Anything you're doing, Josette, as a community to prevent stores from going under within the mall? Because obviously if one goes down, it does actually, I mean, you think the you know, one's competing with the other, which is true to some degree, but mm-hmm. if you wind up as a mall with,
no tenants,
pockmarked, dropping tenants, empty storefronts, it's going to hurt everybody, too.
No, well, we only have one vacancy here, which was the L.A. Weight Loss store, which filed a Chapter 7 or 11, I'm not even sure. So everything's rented here, and this landlord works very well. We work to keep the tenants here.
L.A. So, Weight Loss?
Yes. That filed a Chapter 11.
People can't afford food anymore, so they didn't need to go to weight loss?
Right, exactly. That was last year, actually, not even this year. So this mall is fully, you know, rented except for that space.
Hey, you know what I'm curious about before you all go? What percentage of your shoppers or owners today, and Julie Chan in downtown Brooklyn, I'll start with you, mm-hmm. would you say are immigrants?
I would say a large portion.
Me too.
Are immigrants, and I spent a day on Fulton Street Mall and talked to some of the shoppers. We have a lot from Brooklyn itself, the surrounding communities, and also a lot from other boroughs and visitors from out of state, too.
How about your store owners? What percentage?
I would say also a large proportion are immigrants.
Are they changing holiday shopping, the immigrant buyers? Or just becoming, you know, American as the people who became, who came before them, in terms of the adapting just the same thing. It's the big screen TVs. It's the this and the that. Or, you know, are we seeing a certain new American flavor with a new generation of immigrants? Julie?
Yes, I would say a lot of stores are becoming very Americanized, and they sell those big screen TVs, but a lot retain their character, and that's sort of why Brooklyn is so special.
How about in Jamaica, Roger?
I would say about 70% of the shoppers are immigrants, mostly of South American and Caribbean descent. And in terms of the retailers and little mom and pops, I would say a little more than half.
Uh-huh.
Would be immigrant.
And how are they changing holiday shopping in Jamaica? If I couldn't see people's faces but only the checkout register, what would I be seeing that's new or nothing really?
Like I said, it's only a slight change in terms of sales would be down in downtown Jamaica.
No, but I mean in terms of the kinds of things. Are we seeing that South American flavor, for example, and the kinds of things people are buying and selling?
Things are pretty consistent and haven't changed.
It's all Radio Shack when you come right down to it, right?
Basically. I mean, everybody's buying apparel. You can get some great deals. I would say I've seen buy one, get one free, and a lot of retailers are having that, and 50% off on certain items, small ticket items, of course.
Josette, Immigrant Yonkers?
As far as the owners here, low. I would say maybe 20%. 30%. Shoppers, maybe 50. It's very, you know, mixed here. We have a lot of different shoppers.
And again, in terms of the buying habits, it's just total assimilation?
Yes.
At 34th Street, Brian, not so many immigrant stores anymore. Nationals have come in more because the rents have gotten very high.
Sure.
Shoppers are 30% tourists, we think. A lot of tourists do things like go to the Empire State Building and then go to Macy's. And suburban families and kids, some immigrant population, but more people have been in New York for a long time and have now gotten into the habit of coming into New York City on weekends, which is great. And
uh-huh.
a lot of good things have happened in the city to merit that. I remember distinctly back in the 70s and 80s, Grand Central and Penn Station, unless there was an athletic contest at the Garden, being pretty empty on weekends when people weren't working, even during shopping season. This is a new trend for this many people to come into the city by rail.
Roger, talk to those people. You're going to get the last word. Those Long Island Railroad riders, convince them to get off one stop earlier at Jamaica.
We're working on that. We're working on that now. We really want Jamaica to be a destination instead of a transfer point. I would say the next 2 years or so, we're doing a lot in terms of marketing Jamaica. We're doing a lot in terms of, we even have a horticultural program that we're working on to make Jamaica actually a destination-friendly place for shoppers. So you will see a difference.
All right. Two stops earlier counting Woodside. But who counts Woodside, really?
Nobody.
Daniel Biederman, president of the 34th Street Partnership and executive director of the Bryan Park Corporation. Julie Chan, communications director of the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership. Josette Squitieri from the Mall at Cross County in Yonkers. And Justin Roger, director of economic development in the Downtown Jamaica Development Area. Thank you all. I hope things work out well for you and everybody who lives all through the area who's shopping at your places. Thanks a lot for coming on with
us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and coming up in a minute, we'll talk about the question for today on our website, pay cuts or recession roulette. Would you support an across-the-board pay cut at your company so fewer people get laid off? And you can call us with your answer to that question and tell us what your company is doing along those lines if there's anything to report. Would you support an across-the-board pay cut at your company so fewer people get laid off? 212-433-WNYC.